My name is Kellen Wardell, and I'm the program manager for WeCycle.
And WeCycle has just received some wonderful news that RAFTA is going to put $100,000 per year, if they can budget it, towards WeCycle.
Yes. Last week was a big day for WeCycle. It's been many years in the making. RAFTA was one of our original founding partners, and we're excited now that they are our first multi-year partner that's going to offer funding. And the beautiful thing was, as they said, a minimum, the amount that they decided on was $100,000. They said a minimum of that amount for the next 5 years. So many years in the making. I think some people who read that or were at that meeting were like, that was easy. But we've been actually discussing what was presented at that meeting for a little over a year now.
And for listeners who are unfamiliar, what does WeCycle do?
Yes, great question. WeCycle is a bike share system, and we are in Aspen and Basalt currently. So we have over 43 stations and 190 bikes split between the two systems. And we're a transit service, so we're helping people get the first and last mile of their commute. If you live in a neighborhood and you commute by RAFTA, we hope that you hop on a WeCycle in your neighborhood, ride down to the 82, and then hop on RAFTA right up to Aspen, and then use it around Aspen as well. So we're meant for quick, convenient trips from point A to point B. We have passes that are available for people who live here year-round. We're open from May until usually the snow flies, so November, so people can get season passes. And then we also have short-term riders, so for tourists, if people want to just get a paper ride and go one way, or if they want to get a ride pack pass and they're here for a weekend or a week, they can choose how many rides they'd like to purchase.
You mentioned that it's in Aspen and Basalt. Is there hopes of expanding now with this extra money coming in?
Yes. So there's a few layers to that. We had a very lovely meeting with the mayor of Carbondale and the town of Trustees in mid-April, where we sat down with a developer, a planner from RAFTA, and then a few of us from WeCycle, and we discussed the expansion into Carbondale. The need, the want, the support is 100% there. I think next steps are to get a feasibility study going, so we can see where would the stations go, how many stations would we need, and how many bikes. It'll be working towards getting the funding for that to start. The city of Carbondale has agreed to match a certain amount of that, but we need to find the funding. And then I think once we have that, it would be an ideal fit in this town, especially with the way the park and ride is set up.
And if somebody wanted to take their WeCycle bike from Carbondale to Aspen, is that also an option?
We actually, you know, it's funny when they do the April Fool's paper every year and up in Aspen, one of them was getting down from the Aspen system to the Basalt system in under 30 minutes. So we actually don't encourage people to do that. Bike share bikes are quite heavy, and that's because they're meant to be durable, they're meant to be safe, and they have technology in the bike. So for that, we would recommend that maybe you hop on your nice road bike, or you go to one of the great bike shops in town. What we would ideally like to see is that if we're serving all the communities, because Glenwood is a town to bring up as well, if we're serving all of the communities and we're with RAFTA, it's this great service that the whole valley can take advantage of. Because, I mean, I know there's lots of numbers always being thrown around, but the amount of people that work in Aspen that don't live in Aspen is large, and I think it's continuing to grow. And so if we can continue to help towards a transportation solution, as this valley, we're all talking about, there's so many cars, it's so busy, and so we're working towards that.
I'm speaking with Kellen Wardell, program manager for WeCycle, about the recently approved $100,000 per year coming from the RAFTA board towards that organization.
I'll share too that in the past few years, RAFTA has given us $35,000. And so this was a bump up. We're receiving $65,000 more from them. I just want to thank Dan Blankenship and the whole team from RAFTA. He really spoke up and said, in order to expand and for us to continue to grow, we need to have money that we can count on year after year. I think I just said earlier, we didn't have any multi-year commitments. So each year it was kind of starting from the beginning again. We've had some amazing partners that have been on with us for three, four even 5 years. And so what this money is going to do is going to be able to look towards the possible expansions, and it's going to give us some sustainability. We need to have the right amount of staff to serve each system getting more and more busy, getting more and more popular. We also need to have a home for WeCycle. We have moved offices quite a bit, and we're only a 6-month operation, so we vacate. It was an amazing moment, I think, just to see the success and that feeling of, okay, we get why WeCycle is here and why bike share works in our valley, and we want to continue to see it grow. So that was the big moment that my colleague Mirta Mallory, the executive director, and I had last week.
And how was WeCycle conceived? How many years ago did it come to the valley? And I imagine that initial push can't be easy when you're trying to break through and provide so many bikes and the infrastructure necessary.
Totally. The idea and then starting working towards it was back in 2010. Mirta Mallory, the executive director, started working on it then. Can this work? What would this look like? How many stations? How many bikes? And the bikes came to us, and the stations were on the ground in June of 2013. So this feels like a big year. It's our fifth season. Mm-hmm. I mean, to kind of put it in perspective, Uber has only been around for 5 years. And it's like, now that's like a verb, or like, hey, how are you getting there? You're going to Uber, right? So I think with anything, it takes time and it takes a habitual change, right? Like, it's so easy to, hey, I've got my car right here. I'm just going to drive. And so I think through the years, we've seen people start to change their ways. And, you know, a lot of people say to me, oh, I have 4 bikes. I don't need WeCycle. You know, we live in the mountains, a lot of us do. And so it's that way that if I bike and bus this morning and then I get a ride back in car share, it's like spontaneous. It's one way. And even if you can alleviate 1 or 2 car trips per week, I think we would see a huge difference. So we originally began in 2013. Last year was our first season in Basalt. So this is our second year in Basalt. So that's really exciting to see the increase in participation. Even just, we only launched there as of May 1st. And I think we've already seen that sentiment of people being like, okay, we're excited. We get this. I know how this fits into my life this year.
And how soon can Carbondalians hope to WeCycle?
I know, I'm a Carbondalian myself, so I'm wanting us to be here as soon as possible too. If we could get a study going soon, maybe this fall. There's discussion of maybe next year, but it might be the following year as well, because there's this time frame where we're only open for 6 months as of now. Who knows if we might explore a year round as we get more down valley where there's a little less snow. But we would need the funding and the time to order the stations and the bikes and get everything in order for launch time. So we're hoping that we're going in that direction. And that's a conversation with Glenwood Springs as well. We've had a lot of support of their town of trustees and their city council, and decided that funding would be better towards the bridge project right now. And so we're going to be revisiting that as well. But that just took, it's a big infrastructure cost, obviously, what's happening down there. So I don't have the answer for you yet, but know that we're working towards it. And RAFTA has helped us to continue to build confidence. We hope this will encourage other partners to follow suit and see the strength and the benefit of bike share, and that we can get that support.
And where do the bikes go in the off season?
We have some storage spaces for them, so they go and hang out indoors for the winter.
Okay.
Thank you for having me. Great to talk to you.
Thanks for coming in.